Welcome to the chimpanzee habitat. This viewing platform is 85 meters long and starts on a slight upward incline before becoming flat, sitting approximately 4 meters off the ground with two undercover shelters over the platform. To your right is the chimpanzee outdoor area that spans the entire length of the platform, a spacious open grassy area over 2,000 meters square, dotted with shrubs and tall eucalypt trees. At the far end of the platform is an enclosed large building consisting of two levels and providing shelter over this end of the platform. This building is called the Jane Goodall Conservation Centre and houses the keeper-only areas and the chimpanzee indoor area. At this end of the platform, there are toilets and window displays that rotate messages such as school holiday programs, conservation messaging, information on wild chimps at Monaro Safari Park. The chimpanzee indoor habitat is viewable through large glass picture windows that surround the top mezzanine level of this multi-level indoor habitat. On the viewing platform are benches to sit on in front of these last windows that surround this top level. On the walls around the seated area are information boards with descriptions and images of chimps, supporters and sponsors, and a recycle box for donated old mobile phones. Chimpanzees. The chimpanzee, also known simply as the chimp, is a species of great ape native to the forest and savanna of tropical Africa. The adult males here at Monarto Safari Park weigh between 50 and 70 kilograms and grow to 1.2 meters in size. The females weigh around 50 kilograms and are up to 1.5 meters in size. They have muscular, human-like, flexible torsos with broad shoulders and narrow hips, long arms, hands and fingers that extend below their knees, short legs, and a coat of brown or black hair covering almost their entire body. Their faces are flat and bare, except for some that have a short white beard with big dark eyes and short broad nose and a wide mouth. The chimps have no tail and have large human-shaped ears. Like humans, the adult chimp has 32 teeth. Unlike humans, the larger teeth are in the front with the long canines top and bottom, and a wide, flat, pink tongue. Chimpanzees have a range of gestures and vocalizations they use to communicate. Each touch and facial expression has a meaning. A floppy lip is a chimp's version of a smile. Pouted lips can result in a loud "hoo" call. Chimpanzees each embrace each other for reassurance, making excited food grunts when they spot their favorite food, and laugh when they play with each other. Each chimpanzee has its own unique personality. Some are louder and more dominant. Others spend more time sitting back and watching. Male and female chimpanzees display, but the males do this behavior more frequently. Displaying can involve making lots of noise through drumming on trees or walls, dragging branches, swaggering, and vocalizations. There may be an infant that is clinging to its mother's hair or riding on her back. Outdoor habitat. This expansive outdoor area is surrounded by a 4-meter-tall wire fence. The viewing platform here has a mesh fence and a railing 1.5 meters high. Above this hangs netting to protect the animals from belongings toppling into their home. Within the habitat, there are numerous wooden structures for the chimps to climb up onto and into. Some resemble small huts with wooden log walls and roof. Some are platforms on tall wooden poles connected by swinging ropes and rope bridges. Running through the center of the space is a flowing creek surrounded by boulders and grasses. Various objects sometimes hang from the ropes to give the chimps new objects to explore. A number of artificial termite mounds are dotted around the landscape. These encourage the chimps to shape and use sticks to fossick for food through small holes in the sides of the mounds. In this area, the chimps may be loping along on all fours at ground level, eating, resting, or interacting. The chimps walk with their back feet flat on the ground, but curl their fingers and stand on the knuckles of their hands. This is called knuckle walking. Sometimes they may stand up and walk or run on their feet only, particularly if they need their hands to hold food, carry objects, or gesture wildly to others. The chimps may be climbing nimbly up ladders or ropes, swinging along the ropes that connect the platforms, sitting on the platforms eating, drinking water from a plastic tub, or grooming each other, an important bonding activity. Some may be resting in the shade of the trees or in the huts. If there are infant chimps, they may be carried on mature chimps' backs or nestled in their laps being groomed or fed. Indoor habitat, the chimp day room. This indoor area, approximately 20 metres long by 15 metres wide and 20 metres high, has walls painted a mottled green with multiple windows on the northern and western walls and the big picture windows around the top level. Enhanced by skylights in the ceilings, the space is light and bright. At floor level are entrances to the tunnels that allow the chimps to freely move from one area to the next. Wood wool, or curly shavings of wood, are strewn around the floor, along with various toys and objects to play with. The wood wool is also heaped into mounds as their nests and bedding, high up on the higher platforms. Full-height poles have multiple-tiered platforms radiating from them. This provides many places for the chimps to rest and sleep and climb, linked together by webbing or ropes or other poles. Additional webbing and ladders link these platforms to the upper level, where a 1.5 metre wide ledge runs around the upper inside edge of the building. When the chimps are on this ledge, they can be observed very closely from our viewing platform. Branches of tea tree and other trees are suspended throughout both habitats for the chimps to munch on. As omnivores, they may also be chewing on sweet potato, broccoli, or spinach and other vegetables provided at different times by their caretakers.